Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 13, verse 7 already. That M period, A period, M period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening live to BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. Hey, if you're sending in music or any commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pens, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Black on Black Crime Inc. Radio. Feel free to call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, you can always call back or press one. I want to, at least before I go into my announcements phase of everything, Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation and repairs, violation list repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen remodeling, carpentry and decks, 216-205-7247. That's 216-205-7247 or www.looking-good-home-improvement.com. Ooh, that was nice to get that out of the way. Also, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Get into that in just a little while. Instagram of jr.alfredporter. Facebook page of Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. They are back on the air again on WERE 1490 AM on a Wednesday as well. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. Then again, there's www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kiroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Also, the webpage of dialoguecenter.net. Also, Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter, JR. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. www, if you're looking for work in the trading field, www.templabor.org, Twitter page of Alfred Porter, JR1, or Grandpa Rapper 1. Also, check out on YouTube, Foundation for Elevation Station. That's Brother Leonard's Foundation for Elevation Station on YouTube. Also, if you're going on the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records YouTube channel, as well as look for the LogTV.com. Now, I am going to get to some of those people who are calling me, but I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Music and entertainment. Honorable mention, because it's getting a lot of promotion already, is the Art McCoy birthday bash coming up Saturday. Honorable mention. Number 10 is Mr. Solo. He's got three new joints out there, an album, an instrumental, as well as a single. So we'll be playing some of that tomorrow on voiceofradio.com. Number 9, debuting Black House Sounds, their Black History Come Again. No, Black History Once Again. Black House Sounds, Black History Once Again. This is the 10th year doing something for Black History Month. That's their hot single. Also, Joseph Motley Jr. has his solo with music video to boot. He's got some things on the horizon. Number 8, debuting Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, number 250, and other events. Some of what's going on, and we will get to those people on the phone line. But anyway, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, number 250, and other events. That's Saturday, March 2nd, this Saturday from 1:45 to 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. A lot of people will leave this and head over to Art McCoy's birthday party. Saturday, March 2nd. 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, 1:45 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. BBCI Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean but keep it clean. Radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ, dollar rock tributes, and hip hop. Plus, the Hip Hop Workshop news, the freestyle cipher, and more. Due to Cleveland State University's Black Studies Department of Africana Studies. That's special large room number 136. 1:30, everything opens up. You can be a part of the written exam, which is free for the entire family to enter. 1:55 p.m. sharp with guest hosts. Written champions so far, Stony, Big Stone Simpkins. Previews, 50 years of hip-hop Facebook page. EMG Home Solutions, video premiere, Gold Standard Announcements, Outlaw Inc.'s Minister of Information. Hey, the Hip Hop Workshop is in its 20th year. Hayes Flowers, which is 216-334-9820. And we'll start doing foundation homework assignments as well. This is causing me to make sure we do things the right way as I look at my phone lines of 216-553-216-609-216-288. Let's see, what else is going on? Number 8 was the Facebook of Black on Black Crap Inc. Hip Hop Workshop. Number 7 debuting on Facebook, the 2024 RPCC Black History Event. Number 6 debuting, Facebook, Activist Criminal Justice Reform Forum. That's at number 6. Now, for those who want to know more about that, I'll read that so I can get rid of particular tab. It was so important. I kept it up here for tonight's program. It's the Activist Criminal Justice Reform Forum, which is join us, please, at the Cleveland African American Museum, 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland Ward 7 from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's tomorrow, Tuesday, February 27th. For an activist forum on criminal justice reform in Cuyahoga County. The event is free and open to the public. We need all activists on deck, please. Contact telephone numbers 216-804-7462 or 216-659-0473. Guest speakers include County Prosecutor candidate Matthew Ahn, Black elected officials, activists, and victims of impropriety. Participating groups include Imperial Women Coalition, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Peace Action, Women's March Cleveland, Brick House Wellness Center, Art McCoy Radio Show, Goddesses Blessing, Goddesses, Carl Stokes Brigade, Maddie Hayes Floral, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Black Lives Matter activists, and more. Refreshments will be served. I can take care of that tab and get that one out of the way so that I'm doing things the right way. Also, now, number five, moving up in the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, Facebook Mess Maker and the Midwest Letdown Joint Record Release, WSG, Glass Arrows, Boring Story, and more, which happened over the weekend. Number four, moving up, was Battleground Ohio, which happened last Saturday. Number three, moving up, was Two Comics and an MC, which happened last Friday. Number two, moving up, Facebook, was Music and Business for the Soul Awards last Friday. And number one, moving up, the top event, Facebook Mansa Musa. It was a two-day, not one, but two-day event. At the African Museum, and this just in. Okay, everything drops down a notch because the staff has let me know that the number one event, so everything else goes down each one. So number one becomes number two because the number one, because of the week-long event, and it is big, and it took it out. They're telling me the Autorama, which is a couple of weeks event. So that was the top event. Those are the top big draws in the region. Now I get to go to the first phone call, and I'm going to move through everybody. So make sure you get things on mine. I'm going to 216-553 first. 216-553, how you doing out there?
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody out there. This is Valandalis Brunde Fulmer. I'm on the Block Talk Radio every Monday night at 9 o'clock with my colleagues, Al Porter and Company and Black Lives Matter and Company. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land tonight?
Doing well, doing well.
Okay, all right. We almost closing to the end of Black History Month. And I was at our church yesterday, at the Euclid Four Square Church on the corner of East 191 in Euclid. We had our Black History program yesterday. I did not know that Cleveland had the first recording record-making company in the United States before Motown came out.
Keep talking. I'm listening to you. No.
I got that yesterday. We had, like, different cars set on. We had a fellowship dinner after morning service, and I looked at this car. And I picked it up. Cleveland, that's where the Rock Hall of Fame come in. Cleveland was the first recording company to make records pressed out. The 45, the 55, and the 33, and the 16 albums we had coming up as a kid. So... and I thought it was Motown at the time. Motown came behind with Cleveland. So Cleveland has a lot of inventors and history in this city. Gary Morgan made the first gas mask and the stoplight. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We have a lot of talented black people, Afro-American, it would say today, in today's society. It's a lot of talented people. And there's
right.
Some are still talented back in the day did not get recognized in the history books. So all I can say is, you know, thank God for them. Thank God for them. You know, and you know, because we are people of color. We represent everybody. We represent everybody. I hope y'all know that out there in Radio Land. We represent a whole lot. And it's so much, we got so much talent and gifted people till it'll take a whole 2 days, maybe, in the L, or a whole week just to name the names, go down the list and And for the whole 52 United States, they're saying, you know, but God bless each and every one of y'all. And like I say every week, I love everybody, and there's nothing you can do about it. I just want to send a hello and happy birthday out to Art McCoy. Happy birthday, Art. To my brother Al, to Ronnie B, Rob Gotti, Major Tab, Miss Glass, Monica Fullpoint, Cowboy, Eric, Dolores, Deacon Dante Taylor, to the pastor out of Akron. I forgot the lady's name. God bless her, as well as myself,
okay.
Queen B. Queen B is myself, of Landis Brenda Former. We thank you for listening to us on Block Talk Radio every Monday night at 9 o'clock. May God bless and keep you guys. Have a blessed evening, a blessed week. And whatever you do, always put the good Lord in front. I'm signing off right now. God bless you. I love you.
Peace. Ooh-wee. Everybody, if y'all can have your thoughts together like this phone call again, I'll appreciate it. We have a couple of other callers, the 216-609 and the 216-288. So let's go to 216-609. How are you doing out there? 216-609. I'm talking to you.
Oh, 609. That sounds like Johnny G. From 100 Million and One Russell Souls, Inc. I was listening for the last four, but you gave me the 216-609. I'm doing
yes,
just
sir.
Fine. I have a few things that I want to bring to the attention of the public. And one of the biggest things that I want to bring to the public is something that happened out at Zelma Watson George Recreation Center on last Saturday. I mean, we had a queen from the Congo. We had a four-time champion in the house. We had Layla Ali in the house, if my memory serves me correctly. And when I got there, the strangest thing happened. They didn't have a ramp to go up. They didn't have a lift to go up. They didn't have an elevator to go up. And now I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get upstairs to acquaint myself with all this wonderfulness that came to Cleveland. And do you know what I had to do? I had to carry my rollerlader up 25 flights of stairs, roughly. I got to the second area, and there was a gentleman that helped me carry it the rest of the way. But I'm out of Cleveland Heights, and I'm disappointed in what I found there in Cleveland. And then I did some study on the Zelma George Watson operation, and I found out that it's 27 years old. 27 years old. 27 years old, and you don't have a walk-up ramp. You don't have a lift. You don't have an elevator in that place. I am so disappointed in whoever's running that ragtag operation. And as a matter of fact, I know we're running the ragtag operation because they keep sending me to this commissioner, and I'm not going to call his name out tonight. I'm going to give him a break. But he sounds ancient. He sounds old. He seems to me that he needs to retire. He needs to be let out the pastor. That's what it seems like, because he don't have a clue on what's going on at that recreation center. And he's got to be probably older than I am. I'm 75 years old. And I'm 75 years young, and I've never heard of a place that's 27 years old. And I know they've done renovations, upgrades, and everything on that operation. And you never thought that it needed a walk-up ramp, a lift, a elevator in 27 years. How ignorant the folks in that complex. The disrespect of the elderly, the disrespect of the disabled, just total disrespect. And I want to tell you who they disrespected. Total disrespect for black folks. Because I don't believe that you can go into any white establishment of that nature and have no lift, no walk-up, no freight elevator, I think it's disgusting. I think it's horrible. And I think the mayor and the district commissioner need to get on top of that and get me a lift in there, get me a walk-up, get me something in there so the elderly can get up and see things that go on that second level. And I'm sick of the excuse they come up with. Sick of the excuse.
You know, what you're talking about is getting a lot of attention because I remember going to an event at Zelma George, and I noticed that I had to walk up a lot of steps. I now think about the fact that, and it was just maybe 2 to 4, I'm going to say almost 4 years ago, and I'm going to say that I don't remember a ramp. And when I went to a couple of events there, like the festivals, I would sometimes stop by Zelma George just because it was there. And I don't remember anything besides steps. So you've caused a lot of people to pay attention and say that things definitely need to change.
Mr. Porter, that place is 27 years old. How can you disrespect folks like that? A building that's 27 years old, and then they gave me this thing about its handicap compliance. Yeah, once you walk through the doorway gets you compliance, but then after that, where is the lift? Where is the freight elevator? Matter of fact, when folks bring equipment in there, they got to lug that crap up and downstairs. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. That commissioner needs to be put out the pasture. He's probably old, antiquated. He's probably been there 20, 30 years. He needs to go. He needs to go. And anybody on top of him, if they followed suit with that ignorance, they need to go too. I talked to a young lady, and I'm not going to mention who she was, but we had the most wonderful time. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The time we had about that ugly situation there at Zelma Watson George. Oh, there's no way. There's no way. I don't even see how the mayor, I don't see how the police commissioner, I don't see how anybody of relevance could go there and not notice that they didn't have this facility equipped with the disabilities for the elderly, at least for the elderly. I mean, come on. Al, please help me with that image. Help me with that image.
I'm going to help you before you get off the phone. The way I'm going to do everything to help you out is to tell you this. Once things come out and it starts to happen and we realize it, then we know we can ask certain questions and go to those certain people and make sure that we do what we're supposed to do is keep on until we get the correct answers. So by you starting that, I know you reached out to City Hall. You're going to cause me to reach out to City Hall. I know that there's another radio program that said they wanted to deal with that issue more. And so we are going to get some legitimate change.
City Hall, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. They had the nerve to tell me, a 75-year-old senior citizen, that I had to text the mayor to get an audience with his ignorance. I had to text the mayor. You mean to tell me I couldn't talk to his secretary and she could take down Johnny G, 216-255-4592, 216-559-6869, 216-609-5842, and have the mayor and someone there get in touch with me or have me text the mayor? Who the mayor think he is? Who do he think he is? Who do he really think he is? He ought to be ashamed of himself. And anybody down there in City Hall that allowed that ignorance to come up and using that as a form of not being able to go personally and talk to people personally, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. The mayor, I pray that he's one term. And I'm going to put it out there. That's what I'm going to speak. I'm going to put it in the air. One term bibs. Because I don't see nothing he has done for Cleveland. Zero zilch.
And because you said that, I know that on March The 28th. Hello? That's March the 28th. I know for a fact they're having the We've Been Left Out rally at City Hall on March the 28th for people or citizens within Cleveland who feel like they've been left out, so that hopefully they can finally be heard. Anything else before we go to our next phone caller, JG?
No, I said I wasn't going to do this, Al, and my conscience won't let me say this for my pastor. The Everlasting Baptist Church, they got a play coming May the 4th, three shows, a 11 a.m. show, a 3 p.m. show, and a 7 p.m. show. It's going to Corey United Methodist Church at 1115 Kingsland Avenue. And my conscience would not let me speak on it. I prayed on it, and my conscience said, if you get a chance to get on the house tonight, you're going to have to do that, because God sent you back to help your pastor. And if you choose not to help him, you disobeying the order. I'll be disobeying my father. And I'm not going to disobey my father, because my father sent me back to Everlasting Baptist Church at 579 Eddie Road to make sure that my pastor, anything that he's trying to accomplish, we got some major projects coming. We got a huge, we got a recording studio. We got a computer, a lab system coming. We got an indoor supper club coming. And we got the return of the Black Chipotle. And there's no way that I'm going to let my pastor down. No way. So
hey,
all
I'm in.
Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. May the 4th. Deliver Me 3. Deliver Me 3 going back to Quarry United Methodist Church at 1115 Kensington Avenue, and I'll be right there in the front row cheering my pastor on. Some things developed, and I'll be sitting in the front row possibly, but things may change. Who knows? Who knows? But I'm not going to let him down. I don't care what the rest of them do, but Johnny G will not let his pastor down, and that's Pastor DeWitt Chappelle of the Everlasting Baptist Church at 579 Navy Road. He is the shepherd there, and I'm under his guidance. So therefore, I must follow suit. And Al, you have to take this to heart. And I apologize if you think maybe I shouldn't have, but my heart, it just couldn't do that to my pastor. I came back under the instructions of the Father in Heaven. He said, go back and help. Go back and help the shepherd there at Eddie Road. Go back, because he's going to need all the help that he can get. And I'm saying to my pastor, I'm giving him everything I've got. I'm going to turn Cleveland loose. I'm going to set Cleveland on fire. Akron, Canton, Lorraine, Sandusky, Astor, Buellup, you name it. All you folks out there listening to the sound of my voice, get ready, get ready. Before I go, live each day to the fullest. Get the most out of each and every day. Dare to be different, to follow your own stars. Believe that those you love love you. Then you can look forward with confidence and back without regret. Remember, it ain't what you're doing when you're doing, but it's what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. And if you got any love in your heart, Teddy said, a true love affair is not 70-30, not 60-40, not 50-50. And if you don't have a love affair that's 100, you don't have a love affair. For the last 4 or 5 minutes, you've been inside the JGE, the Johnny G Experience, from out of New York City, a city, the 25-hour city of the world. The only city in the world that'll leave your mind in a state of mental paralysis, leave a strain on your brain, have you walking around downtown Cleveland talking about mum, 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 having you suffering from some of the most ugly, debilitating diseases such as Alzheimer's, dementia, and a lapse of memory. Once again, I'm Johnny G. I'm with the 100 Million and One Restless Souls, Inc., and there's only two people in the world like me, and I'm both of them, Cleveland, and you can run tell that. Thank you, Al.
You're welcome, family. Enjoy the rest of your evening. That was JGE. I've got to get that man on a music video at the Hip Hop Workshop. I've got to get him on one. I've got to do that. Might even get Queen B on there this coming Saturday. 216-288. 216-288. You have been absolutely, like, just waiting to talk. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. It's a movement. It's a movement for me out here it's a movement. Thank you, Johnny D. But I'm gonna help you follow up on getting that ramp and that elevator into the Selma George Recreation Center. I'm ready to show them that this project that he's trying to do, we're gonna make it happen. I'm gonna call City Hall tomorrow and figure out how we can get a elevator in Selma George so they can get up to the second level or whatever we got to do it. And I'm not looking at council people. I'm not looking at the council person of that ward. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take it on with Johnny G myself.
Okay. Thank you, Dontez Taylor.
Because I know that Selma George needs way more than a lift and an elevator anymore. They need an uplift.
Okay.
And it's time to stop playing around and get this stuff done. And then once we leave our recreation center, we want to go over to the Woodland Recreation Center and make that look like a recreation center, like Selma George looking like a recreation center. Because our councilwoman ain't looking at no wheelchair ramp or probably not even an elevator. If she was thinking about that, she would have just what this is, 1, 22, 23, 24, just at 24, and she ain't thought about that yet. Something is wrong. She walking around here doing a black history program and other stuff, but that's one of the things that we need to address. And I'm not addressing it with her. I'm just gonna go ahead and do it. So when I run, they can see I'm trying to make an upgrade for our recreation centers and other things in our recreation center. You can honor people that did good in your ward. But what about stuff that the disabled need? What about stuff that's in our community that needs to be upgraded? You ain't thinking about upgrading, is you? No.
No, but that's our obvious answer. As a matter of fact, dealing with that, is there anything else that you're dealing with?
Yeah. I'm Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Family and family, and I go to court with families. I fight for my kids at juvenile detention centers, and down there. I'm watching the Child and Family Services too, because if they try to slip and move, we as Black on Black gonna be on the court, and we gonna follow them. Don't try to go get no new child attorney service building on us and think we're gonna sit back and let y'all run. We ain't letting y'all run. We ain't letting y'all have.
No.
We ain't letting y'all do nothing. And the man that took Armand Booty's spot. We. Pretty soon,
Chris Romaine.
We gonna call you, and we want you, and we want to see if you can come to a meeting sometime next month. We need to talk to you. We need to do what we gotta do to make it better for our kids, because our kids are looking up to us as role models. They're looking at all of us. Yes.
Right.
Even at all schools and everything else. And Chris Romaine, we hope that you can We hope that you can do your job, or you just gonna be a one turn. We know I get you to be a one turn. That's right. And we gonna fight justice out here. Don't forget Reverend Fowler, I'm thinking, but she's running for president of the United States of America, and she's an independent. And shortly she will be bringing out her petition so she can get them signed and everything.
Okay.
And her campaign manager, Dante Estella, she's fighting for fair housing for our disabled, our veterans, and our homeless folks. Yes. Yes. And everybody. She's fighting for it. Yes. Yes. And she's out here fighting for equal rights for health care.
Nice.
Rights. Where we're trying to fight for health care rights that they can go out there and they can get full coverage. We're fighting for we're fighting on voter rights. We're fighting on voter rights right now. And
okay.
Everything else. We're fighting to make sure on all 52 states that we have fair, equal jobs out here too. Because it's hard. It's hard. And we know it's hard. And everything. Anything else? For more information, contact Dante Estella, 216-288-5841. Or you can call the candidate of choice, Reverend Pamela Pinkett, but in all 52 states. She is working hard for you right now. Yes, she's an independent, and she will have her petitions out ready to get them signed. So come out and sign them so she can get on this ballot. And her number is 216-548-0820. And don't forget me. And mark your calendar for the 22nd annual Gospel Fest Explosion 2024 anniversary. Yes, we're going to start off with a big old revival. And that's going to be at the Greater New Canaan Baptist Church at 8324 Cedar Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. On Thursday, June 20th, and Friday, June 21st, from 2024, and doors open at 6. Revival starts at 7 p.m. And we have Mount Zion. Yes, Mount Zion will be out here, and they're from Berea, Ohio. That choir coming out, and everything. And the pastor going to sing, praising the Lord with it, and everything else. Yes. So you know the number. And the 22nd annual Gospel Club 2024 anniversary will be going on at the Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94 in Cleveland, Ohio, 44104 on Sunday, June 23rd, 2024. Doors will open at 2:15. Dinner will start at 2:30, and food will be made from scratch and everything else. And the program starts at 4 to 9 p.m. Yes, yes. We have, all the way from Cleveland, we have the Brown and God's Singers. We have, all the way from Cleveland, we have my Papa come in. We have Mr. Powers. Yes.
Nice.
And all the way from Columbus, Ohio, we have the Spiritual Echoes. And many, many more groups. And so we will be announcing our headlining group pretty soon. And we will be announcing our our special guest group from Cleveland pretty soon. And tickets will be $20, $25 at the show. For more information, call 916-728-5841. And we will be announcing more ticket locations when they come available and everything else. But this is going to be a big show, a big everything. We got some great, great people out here. They're going to be on this show. And if you want to be on this show, call me. Call me because this is going to be big. This is going to be big on that day. And ain't nothing else going on that day but, that I know of but this. That week going to be the biggest week ever. It's going to be a great time, a great atmosphere, and everything else. So come on out and join us. Join us.
Thank you so much. Before I go to the next phone caller.
Yes, one more. Come on out. And join Dontez Taylor and Orlando. Well, we are taking a trip. Well, we are taking a trip to Orlando, Florida. Yes, we're going to Orlando, Florida in July. July, we're going to Orlando, Florida. And we will be leaving on the 11th of July. We're leaving on the 11th of July, and we're coming back on the 17th of July. Yes, and we're going to off. We're going to four theme parks. We're going to have dinner. We're going to have dinner in different restaurants. We're going to have, you get breakfast at the hotel and all that, and the amenities and everything. And while we're coming in, we're gonna stop at breakfast for an hour, and then we're gonna go in, and we're going to SeaWorld. We're gonna take a tour every day. We're gonna take a different area out in Florida and everything else. And this includes your bus trip. This includes all the food, all the parks, and everything for $1,500. That includes your room, everything. And we're going to have a great time there and everything else. We got it planned out. So come out and join us and get your ticket and get on this bus. We're trying to pack this bus. We got two buses, and we're trying to rock the buses and take two floors in Florida. Yes. And you can call us 216-288-5841. And that flyer will be out in April and everything else. So come out and join us on this bus trip. This is a bus trip to Florida. So come on out. And God bless. And have
God
a nice and
bless.
Pleasant day. And thank you. And have a nice day. Queen Bee!
That's my partner.
And Reverend Feminine Pinky Butts and everybody, have a great night tonight. Bye.
Bye. I can appreciate that phone call as I go to the 216-820 number, 216-820. How are you doing?
I'm doing swell. How about you, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing excellent, man. That Black History Month song, you ripped it, man. Your verse, and you even mentioned the National Action Network, man. What's going on, Mr. Powers? Black History once again.
I tell you what. First of all, the reason why I mentioned the National Action Network is because I'm very proud of them for everything that they have been doing, and most of all, for allowing Black House Sound to perform at their Black History program to showcase our talents. That is why I pay homage to that. Now, as far as you all are concerned about the Black History song, please go to Joseph Molly Jr. on YouTube and please check out the new Black History song It is very influential, and it is very, very inspirational. Also, this Saturday, Mr. Powers will be at the Hip Hop Workshop. Please be there for that, as well as to see a great performance as usual. So, to all the people that show love to Black House Sound, I want to let you know from the bottom of my heart, I love you all very, very much. You know what I'm saying? And on a personal note, I want to give special shouts out to a few people who definitely love Black House Sound to their hearts. And the people that I want to say is this, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost, to all the ladies, I just want to say much love to Queen B, to Danielle Woods, to Tanisha Glass, to LaVita Burry, to Reverend Pinckney, and the list goes on. I love you all, and I just hope that you continue to stay in Black House's corner, because Black House, I really appreciate the fact that you adore us and support us, and I want you to continue to do so, because that means a lot to both Mr. Motley as well as Mr. Powers. So once again, go to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube and check out the new Black History song. And I will see you all this Saturday at the Hip Hop Workshop. Black House Style, we make real Cleveland music. Keep God in your life because the devil is a liar. One love, peace.
Peace. That is called being straight to the point, having your thoughts together and all of that. One interesting thing that I wanted to let people know of, they might have missed that story. I want to go to news break, Brown on Cleveland, who talked about Silent Healing, Tree of Peace, the tragedy, Cleveland's Black History's Remembrance, where it was a dark and gloomy cloud that settled over the city of Cleveland following the Imperial Avenue tragedy of 11 black women who were killed and tortured by serial killer Anthony Sowell, a black man. Anger, confusion, blame, and political folly captivated the media as many people awaited answers we can resolve. This is one part of Cleveland's history that no one will ever forget. Not to rehash the tragedy of what took place in November 2009, we know the shock that was sent throughout the Cleveland community and the impact it had on the country while watching people gravitate towards negative news and deaths. While Black History Month reflects what was, what is, and what is to come, it's also a moment to educate and shed light on situations that have impacted our communities, even the small but important pieces that media ignore, politicians bury, and historians fail to acknowledge. What was failed was the tree of peace is history, and it deserves to be recognized. Where the neighborhood was a mess, downright filthy, the mere idea that a tragedy happened in that location was left filled with trash and high grass. We sickened many of us. We cleaned the site, sometimes for 8 consecutive weeks. No politicians. We cleaned the site, sometimes for 8 consecutive weeks. Again, no politicians, sometimes politicians or pastors. The cleanup was a call for action, and many people came out weekly to maintain the area, and the area directly across the street from where the House of Horror was located. We did this until we were chased off the land and threatened with trespassing and possible jail, says the cleanup organizer, Kimberly F. Brown. You wonder why Black House Sound did a song to support her, just because as we look at it, that was a deep storyline in itself. Lady Gilmore said, after many hours, I don't know who would call me while I'm live on the air from a number I don't recognize, but anyway, after many hours of returning a sense of pride to this area, the community planted the Tree of Peace on the property. Community activist Lady Gilmore donated the tree. The tree was a healing process. It serves not only as a memory, but also as a reverence of tranquility. Sometimes we must remain silent and allow God to have his way. During these times, especially then, it was best to say nothing, pray, and ask for peace. This is why the tree was donated and planted. The Tree of Peace is a testimony of activists standing together and doing what is right, cleaning up more than one lot and paying tribute to 11 queens, even standing up when the city of Cleveland tried to put up obstacles and say what we couldn't do, we prevailed, activist Al Porter said. And as the Ruston Reserve Land Conservancy took over the land, tore down our makeshift memorial and built a memorial garden, they left the Tree of Peace that we planted in September of 2016. The tree is one of the tallest figures in the garden. Today, the tree is bare due to the season. But as the seasons change, the Tree of Peace is the most beautiful and prominent remembrance gift on the land. The Imperial Memorial Garden is at East 123rd and Imperial Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. Black history is about the truth as best as we can record it. The Tree of Peace is part of this Black history moment. It's a vital part of what happened during this trying and teary-eyed time. It stands with strength and prominence and stands for peace, be still. The 11 women are gone, but history, that will never be forgotten. That's a blessing of a story right there. Also, I'm going to at least point out another thing so I can get rid of that news story. The last one was simply put a 5-foot stepladder for the soapbox because it's just a plain story that's out there. This is like a 9-foot stepladder for the soapbox. As Joe Paganakis reported, that Crime Stoppers of Cuyahoga County is counting on tips and information from the public to finally solve a string of burglaries at Cleveland Public Library branches citywide. Crime Stoppers and Cleveland Police report the break-ins at several library locations, including Kinsman Road, Scranton Road, and Shaker Boulevard locations, have taken place since last August, with 3 of the incidents happening last month, so I guess the month of January. Crime Stoppers coordinator Patricia Meehan told News 5 that the suspect is seen in one of the surveillance videos walking with a distinct limp and reminded anyone with information that their tips will remain anonymous. In other words, tell on that fool, get your money. Anyway, it's very hard to see the suspect's face, but there's a certain gait to his walk, and we're hoping someone from the public can identify this man from that. Your tip will remain anonymous. We don't record calls. We don't have caller ID. Our call center isn't even in the state of Ohio. Yvonne Loretta is a mother of 3 children who is concerned the rash of library break-ins may have some Cleveland families concerned about the safety of their kids who rely on the library as a safe haven and resource nearly every day. When kids come out of school, they go straight to the library to study, do their homework, do some kind of work they have to do on the internet because they don't have any kind of access at home, Loretta said. These libraries are in walking distances of people's houses, and you're hurting the kids. You're not hurting anyone but these babies who need this library. News 5 contacted the public library about the burglaries. Library said, the Cleveland Public Library has been subject to a string of break-ins and investigations that are currently underway. We are working closely with the Cleveland Police Department to address these incidents and identify a suspect. Any additional questions should be directed to the Cleveland Police Department. Crime Stoppers of Cuyahoga County is offering a $2,500 cash reward. Yeah, I bet y'all tell whoever it is now. A tip or information that leads to an arrest and indictment in this case. People with information about the man in the surveillance pics and video are being asked to call Crime Stoppers at 216-252-7463. That's 216-252-7463. Or you can leave a tip on the Crime Stoppers website or download the Crime Stoppers app and submit a tip on your smartphone. Art McCoy with Black on Black Crime, Inc. told News 5, it will take community involvement to solve this case, and residents must support their neighborhood library locations during this crime spree. The people that live around these libraries, they have the eyes, they have the ears, and they know what's happening, and we're asking them to come forth, McCoy said. We need these libraries. It's been here for years, 8 years, and we don't want to see a library leave an area because of some thieves and vandals. Anyway, those are two news stories that I could get rid of real quick, and I'm thankful to be able to do this. As I go back and prepare to leave off, it won't take me long. Maybe we'll get to another news story, maybe not. But I want to let people know that sometimes artists, sometimes activists, sometimes people don't make it because they don't take advantage of their circumstances. Johnny G will relate to where I'm going with this subject. I happen to have business cards. Before I do anything else, I want to let people know that the mentorship program, the man-to-man program, happens this coming Friday evening. Man-to-man program, you can go to thedialoguecenter.net. But the man-to-man program for teens, young men, happens this coming Friday, 6 p.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue with a 44110 area code. Now, mentorship and all of that, we have men who volunteer for that. Now, this is what I want to tell you. I happen to have business cards. Johnny G has business cards. We give out our business cards. I know that. Here's the problem, everybody. There are a lot of people who will take a business card and they will tell you, I need help on my music career. I need help on my lyrics. I need help. I would love help. I need help, 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 help. I need promotion. I need to do this. I need to do that. And they'll take a business card. And they will stand there and maybe, I don't think they mean to do it, but it's almost like a waste of time. Because they will talk to you for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes about what they need. I'm glad to meet you. I'm glad to work with you. You interviewed my people. I need this promotion. And on the business card, I will tell them, I've done it at Black on Black Crime, Inc. events. I've done it at different events. Black Lives Matter County, when you meet people. And they say, we have this program. It's a phenomenal program. We want more people to know about our program. And I tell them, you can call 646-478-0944 on a Monday evening. Ooh. Maybe in some cases they can call Art McCoy Radio Show. Maybe they can go down to voiceitradio.com when some of my people have their programs. And they never follow through. Think about it. I just told you. Put a business card in their hand. I acknowledge them. Like many people on these phone lines right now tonight, they acknowledged certain things, and I acknowledged it. And it just so happens this evening that other people who called in, did I take any money from them? Did they have to pay? All they had to do was network, call in, promote. And if a person can't do that for themselves, everybody's not supposed to make it. I would love for everybody to make it, but everybody's not supposed to make it if they don't put the work in. That goes for Al Porter Jr. I'm not supposed to make it if I don't put the work in. I'm not. Think about it. There are a lot of songs I'm on, Black History song, but what would have happened if Al Porter Jr. had never gone to Power in Your Dance? What would have happened if I never worked with Mr. Powers or Mr. Motley? And they said, Al Porter, we have this Black History Month song. We've been doing it. We're going to start doing it. What would have happened if I hadn't shown up? Is it Mr. Motley and Mr. Powers' fault, or is it mine? If we have events and activities and we let you know what's going on and you don't show up for yourself or take part in the program, then you wasted maybe my time for 10, 15 minutes telling me about your goals, ideas, your dreams, and then you don't follow through to a network and promote yourself? Wow. All I can say is this. People have dreams all over, but it takes a certain amount of men to turn those dreams into a vision. and become visionaries. Malcolm X became a visionary. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, and then he turned his dream into a vision. Be visionaries with what you do, and recognize that sometimes you can offer people chances, and if they don't take advantage of those chances, maybe, just maybe, they don't want those chances. And there's nothing that you can do except pray for them. Hey, big shout out to St. Peter's AME Zion Church. They had a wonderful Black History Month service. A lot of history was given. Even had a meal. It was a phenomenal program. Just a phenomenal program where I got a chance to just sit there and take a lot of information. And that's the best thing in the world sometimes. Look forward to catching you all at some of these events. Thank you. Stay blessed. Peace.